High school coaches shows continue here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I am Brandon Tadman, joined now by Russell Norton. He is the new head football coach over at Oskaloosa as the Bears get ready for a 2021 season, hoping to see some improvement after an 0-7 stint in 2020. Coach, appreciate the time when you make the transition here as head coach. How has that been going for you, and what have you seen from your team kind of transitioning into the offseason to where we're at today?
Yes, sir. Yeah, coming from my last stop, head coach at Southern Valley High School up in Oxford, Nebraska, and transitioning down here to Kansas. It's been a great transition. Great opportunity here at Oskaloosa High School. When I interviewed and when I knew this was the place, man, there's just a lot of opportunity here to return, and so it really kind of pushed out to me out of all of the jobs that I interviewed for. You know, some people say, man, why are you taking an 0-17? And I'm a builder, and that's what we want to do is we want to build a program so that we can feel that success. And we've got some sleepers here. We've got some really good guys who have been working hard. We people in the room all over the summer, which is a huge improvement from where they've been in the past. And I think they wanted change, and then they wanted to change. And so we're looking good right now for where we need to be, not playing at all yet. But I think that we've taken some good steps.
Yeah, you have some good experience returning offensively in the backfield with the quarterback spot locked down with Cord Perry, good size backfield, bringing back some experience as well with senior Nick Henry. When you look at those two guys and kind of the charge of the offense, how have they kind of taken the reins of the leadership role?
Sure, yes, sir. Both of them, you're right, both of them are great senior leaders. Don't know quite where they fit all the way, at which position, but we're a little bit of a different look this year, multiple, but they are playmakers, and they will have the ball in their hands a lot of the time. But they've done everything I've asked them to do. Been great leaders on the field, been phenomenal leaders off the field. We're doing a mandatory study hall, and they are leading the way there. Guys are doing things right in the community, and so it's a big part on how they have conducted themselves. And again, being seniors, buying into a new head coach, I couldn't ask for anything better out of them.
When you look at the offensive line, of course, you bring back some solid pieces there and some very good size. Justin Miller is a senior, 6'1", 285. He's a three-year starter, state wrestling qualifier. And a lot of people say the best offensive linemen are wrestlers. Do you agree with that? And what? How can you kind of translate those two sports together and kind of use that on the football field?
Oh, yes, sir. Justin Miller is. He's a class act young man. He's put in a lot of work so far this year, really transformed his body. Again, you know, COVID kind of hit everybody, especially big people. You know, when you're stuck at home and sitting on the couch, sometimes you eat a little too much. And Justin has worked on his body and has toned himself up. And I think he's probably at about, you know, 260 now, 270. Lean, strong, moving a lot of weight. As for being a wrestler, man, it's all about body control and losing weight. And so I think, you know, great football players and great wrestlers, they correlate. They go hand in hand. And so it's been a great thing to see that and have that with him. Again, another senior leader, another guy, Kyan Blaufelder, will be back for us. He'll be playing tackle for us. And they've really worked hard in the weight room. Again, being a new coach here, I couldn't be happier with the attitude and with the effort that we've seen out of this group so far.
The Oskaloosa Coaches Show is brought to you by Taylor Insurance, also Barnett Family Funeral Home and Jeff County Crematory. You look at the defensive side, of course, a lot of these guys play both ways. You know, this team last year gave up over 30 points per game for a sixth straight year, but you're at the helm now. Where do you see the strides that have been made in improving that defense for 2021?
Yes, sir, most definitely. We've got to limit other teams' ability to score. And so our biggest thing, you know, me coming in, I've coached in the college ranks for almost a decade, and I was a defensive coach. We've got to be gap sound. We've got to be fundamentally sound. We've got to run to the football. And the more habits that you can get to the football, the better off you're going to be. And so we've really gone back to the basics. We've worked our technique. We're working on our assignment. We say around here, do your 111. And so if everybody does their job and worries about their position and trusts their teammate to do the same, I think you will see some big strides in our defense. Also, you know, our offense has got to be able to hold on to the football and control the clock a little bit so that, again, when these guys are playing both ways, the defense isn't put in a bad situation.
Coach, before we get you out of here, you go on the road, Jackson Heights, this week to kick off the season. What's the early preparation been like in the scouting report on Jackson Heights?
Oh, man, they're good. Let's just say that way. They're good. Happened to, you know, see them at a jamboree they played in. They've got some talent there, running a little bit more of a spread attack this year than as opposed to in the past. I mean, I think everybody knows, and I'm not even from Kansas, and they've been a Florida Bone team for so long. All those coaches coming out of Smith Center, guys who just know how to coach football. Coach Wick over there at Jackson Heights has done a great job. I look forward to competing against him. You know, I've heard nothing but great things about him and his program. They are well coached. They're a little bit smaller than what I've seen on film in the past, but they sure are athletic. They've got some guys, you know, a number 18, running back. He is a ball player. And Jesse, 24, plays a little wide receiver, DN for him. Long, wiry, lanky kid. Really can create some space for himself, and there are several other players, man. Their quarterbacks really run the ball well. They command the offense. And so what we want to do again in year one is, and we just want to be able to go and compete. You know, nobody's looking at the schedule and saying, man, we got to worry about Oskaloosa, and that's okay. We just want to be able to go and compete, and, you know, we've brought something new here, bear witness. And so that's what we want to do this year, man, is we want to compete, and we'll bear witness to what we've been doing here during the off season. And we'll let the school board handle itself, and the rest of the world can bear witness to the growth that we've made.
Great stuff from Oskaloosa head football coach Russell Norton, first year at the helm. They open up on a Friday night against Jackson Heights. Coach, thank you again so much, and it's been brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Barnett Family Funeral Home, Jeff County Crematory. Coach, thanks again. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.